לכבוד שבת קודש, one halacha and one quick idea. לכבוד the Super Bowl. So Shabbos Kodesh, we know that there's an Indian issue from the rabbis, the rabbanan, to get hana'ah from a non-Jew. You're not supposed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you. However, there are many circumstances where the rabbis themselves were lenient. So for example, let's say the light in the shul went out. In that case, can I ask Joe, the guy, to turn on the lights? Yes. What is the reasoning? It's a tzarech mitzvah and the tzarech rabim. For the sake of the rabim, so the rabbis permitted us to ask a non-Jew to turn on the lights. What about in your own house? Let's say the lights turned off in your Shabbos meal. Or let's say the fridge turned off and the food's going to go bad. So one way of getting out of it is you invite Joe in and you say, hey, have yourself a Coke. And then he'll, you know, since he's benefiting, he can open up the fridge. If, let's say, light was turned on. If he's doing it for his own benefit and he's not doing it for you, so then that would be one permissible situation. Another situation is if you could have survived without Joe, then there too, that what you could do is instead of telling him, hey, Joe, do me a favor, you're not supposed to ask him to do something for you, but instead you say, Joe, I'll tell you a story. Did you know that my lights went out? And you don't tell him to do anything. You just tell him a story since you could have benefited anyways. And it's probably, it's a tzarech mitzvah, right, for your Suda Shabbat. So you put them all together. You got yourself a heter sandwich. Says the Pnini Halacha. One last, we will learn about all sorts of other heterim and stuff like that in terms of Amir Nachri situations during breakfast Halacha. One musar for the week. We know that this week was a Halacha Super Bowl. What can we learn from the Super Bowl? Very simple. Ain't a dome Super Bowl that you just show up and watch the game to a Super Bowl that you did the Hachana, you watched the pregame show, you learned about all the quarterbacks and the coach's history. Then your mom is truly immersed in the game and it's like a totally different experience than if you just show up and watch the game, right? So similarly, you can't compare a davening. You just show up and you wrap on your tefillin and do baruch and quickly go through it to a davening that you get there early, you learn a little bit before davening. And you can't compare a davening where you sang Kabbalat Shabbat, you're singing and preparing yourself, to a time you just ran through the Pesukei de Zimra. So we should, Bezrat Hashem, we can all take upon ourselves from the Super Bowl, we can learn the importance of preparing ourselves for tefillah.
Just one quick announcement. This tag is going to be here during the traffic.